Wreckage. Part 4 of Murderbot Becomes Old Guard Immortal. Written by Flip Spring and read by Wilfriede 0815. Fandoms, The Murderbot Diaries, The Old Guard. Rating, teen and up audiences. Archive warning, graphic depictions of violence. Additional tags, gratuitous action replay of Murderbot destroying corporate goons. Friendship, teamwork makes the dream work, banter TM, codenames, POV outsider. Summary, day 91,251.
River, fall back. What are you thinking? They'll shoot you to bits. We can't afford...
Nal Freeman muted the comm and adjusted her grip on her close-beam nuclear blade. She stared down the tactical squad of human soldiers in front of her and waved her sword, as if trying to catch their attention. She knew she had their attention already, even if they weren't reacting to her. She was just trying to be distracting. The target of their mission had long since fallen back on using mechanically and chemically enhanced human guards. The guards were almost as good as SEC units in terms of muscle. Easier to get one's hands on, and better, read cheaper, cannon fodder. They were also less liable to have their governor modules tucked out from under them by imaginatively delivered Trojan horses. The fast-spreading collapse of construct enslavement and the rise of machine intelligence sovereignty was making traditional SEC systems all but a relic of the past. People were calling it the second singularity, but that was just semantics. So, a fleet of enhanced human guards. Nile just had to keep them focused on her long enough for the rest of her team to retrieve their target. She waved her sword again. Its edge glowed, glimmered. A thin, blinding thread like a break in reality.
Hey!
She yelled, trying to instigate a reaction. The enhanced human guards only looked at each other, uncertain, crowded around the squat entrance to the underground bunker. Their handler must be taking a nap, or was otherwise neutralized. And then, an explosion from somewhere unseen, the hard-baked earth rumbling underfoot. Her comm reopened itself with a harsh crackle, and Perry's voice came through into her ear, almost bored.
Dodge.
She dodged, unthinking, more reflex than reaction. Something whizzed over her head.
Run.
The ground was rumbling, pebbles and dust skittering around her boots like drops of water boiling up on a hot griddle. The enhanced human soldiers were still glancing confusedly at each other, cold moonlight gleaming off their armored faceplates. Nal turned and ran, sheathing her sword as she went. Behind and below her, another explosion. And then a third, and she saw the dark, rocky landscape around her bathed in bloody orange light. Felt heat well up on her back, followed by a rush of burning air that threw her forward. She dove into a forward roll, skinning her forearms on the ground, her holstered weapon smacking against the rock, and came up to her feet, running again. The comm and a different voice. Booker.
River, status, mon Dieu.
She's fine,
said Perry, still sounding bored.
Dive left.
Nile threw herself down and to the left, skidding against the ground on her front as a chunk of stone twice her size came crashing down into the space where she'd just been. She picked herself back up and kept running. She said, into the comm, her voice a little breathless and loud with adrenaline,
Where's Wreck?
It's fine, said Perry, and added, Adjust your course, 11 o'clock.
Nile adjusted her course.
Okay, but is it actually fine, or is it cooking in the bunker back there?
She demanded.
It's uncooking, currently,
said Perry.
Just some burns and abrasions. I said it's fine.
Another voice, crackling up with interference.
Burns and abrasions? I lost half my fucking skin, and all my inorganic externals are down, asshole. I can't even see straight.
Half is a stretch. You lost 35% at most.
Perry responded.
I'll repair your systems. You'll live.
I'd rather be the one deciding if I'm fine, thanks,
said Wreckage, its voice heavily blurred by static.
And if this is some more reverse psychology bullshit you've cooked up because of how mangled I got last time.
Oh no,
said Perry, in its patently sarcastic voice.
You got me.
Fuck you.
A couple hundred years, and Niall still didn't quite understand the dynamic between those two. There were moments like this, where, if you squinted hard enough, you could see they definitely liked each other, or even loved each other. There were few other explanations, really, for their dedication to one another through the decades and centuries. But they also had an ironclad unspoken dedication to deliberately pissing each other off in roundabout backhanded ways that hardly anyone else was able to follow. She wouldn't have thought it was healthy, but then what did Niall know about non-human interpersonal relationships? Not a whole lot.
I have the target, anyway,
Wreckage added. The static was starting to clear up from its voice.
Or what's left of him. Do we need his arm for anything, or can I toss it? I feel like we need it.
Gross, said Niall.
Yes, we need it,
Booker exclaimed.
That's the whole point of this exercise. We need his biometrics. Don't lose that arm.
I knew there was something.
A heavy sigh from Booker. That manifested as a burst of overblown static sound in the comm.
It would have been much better to take him alive. Stop pretending to forget things when it's convenient.
I do actually forget things sometimes.
No, you don't, said Perry.
Yes, I do.
You have reminders, reminded Perry.
Yeah, but my external systems are down, so now who's forgetting things? And I'm a bit busy, Terminator crawling my way out of broken rubble while towing a fucking dismembered human arm and a bunch of fritzed inorganics. You're welcome, by the way. Not that anyone is thanking me.
Thanks, Niall said immediately. Really, but next time?
Allow me to express my deepest and most heartfelt appreciation on behalf of the team,
Perry said, in a voice soaked through with sarcasm. Niall slowed her sprint down to a jog, and glanced over her shoulder at the wreckage. There were still a few flames here and there, and something tall and thin and metallic protruding from the ruined bunker, sparking blue. You need any help getting out?
No, I'm fine.
Are you, though?
Yeah.
Try the reverse psychology, River,
Perry suggested.
Shut up, Art. Ugh, okay, I'm out, finally.
Niall stopped running entirely, turning to squint at the charred rubble behind her. She could just make out a humanoid silhouette standing atop it, waving at her. The dismembered arm it was holding flopped around gruesomely. She waved back. As was custom, once they got home, all present members of the guard piled into the briefing room to watch a dramatic cinematographic mission replay put together by the perihelion. Niall was sitting in the back, with Booker sitting on one side, his arm around her shoulder, and Wreckage sitting on her other side, its arm crossed over its chest. The dramatic finale consisted of knit-together drone footage of Wreckage single-handedly wrecking-balling its way through a horde of enhanced human soldiers. Perry always liked to put Wreck in the finale spotlight of these cinematic recaps, but the focus was actually warranted this time. Wreck's fighting style had a level of breakneck savagery that none of the human immortals ever managed to achieve. Maybe it had to do with the fact that it had once been a sec unit. It hadn't grown up with a human body, so it didn't quite have the instinct to self-limit its strength. True to its nickname, Wreck often broke the shit out of itself while fighting. Not even from external injury inflicted by hostiles, but just from pushing its own body past human limits. Couple that with its intuitive understanding of corporate sex systems, and its homebrew nightmare arsenal of externalized augments, and it was almost worse than a combat sec unit in a fight. As long as it didn't suffer any technical difficulties at a key moment, it was basically an army in a bottle. There was a reason the guard called in Wreckage and Perihelion when they wanted to play hardball. Well, harder ball. Niall watched the recording of Wreck run up a wall and land boots first into the face of an enhanced soldier, cracking their armored faceplate, simultaneously firing off five different projectile rounds from its shoulder-mounted armory. The watching guard cheered and clapped. Noriko threw popcorn at the screen. Niall reminisced about the early days, when they'd first found Wreckage, freshly born into a human body, ungainly and just barely coordinated enough to trade a few punches. She leaned over to whisper to it.
How do you like this replay?
Huh? Wreckage twitched, and a small intel drone buzzed up close to Niall's face.
Sorry, what was that? I'm watching a new serial.
Its eyes were, as usual, mostly shielded by a visual interface screen. Niall snorted.
It's nothing.
She leaned back into Booker's warm shoulder, tucking her head in over his chest. After the requisite viewing and snack bar, Wreckage and Perihelion packed up and shipped out to go visit one of their various mortal families. They'd come back for another mission. Eventually. The End.